This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Anyone up for a swim? How about across the Bering Strait? Coming up on the Wednesday Book Report, a woman swims through some of the most foreboding waters in the world. First, though, to London, where Prime Minister Tony Blair has been up to his neck in a dispute with the BBC over whether he misled Britain about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. That question, and the apparent suicide last year of a government weapons scientist, Dr. David Kelly, led to a government inquiry headed by Senior Judge Lord Hutton, who reported his findings today.
I consider that the allegation was unfounded, as it would have been understood by those who heard the broadcast to mean that the dossier had been embellished with intelligence known or believed to be false or unreliable, which was not the case.
The BBC had raised questions about whether or not Tony Blair had knowingly misled the government. Lord Hutton says he doesn't find any evidence for that. Lord Hutton's inquiry was launched after Dr. Kelly was found dead near his home last July. He'd been the source of a BBC report casting doubt on government claims about the imminence of Iraq's threat, claims used to justify the war in Iraq. Jonathan Friedland writes for Britain's Guardian newspaper and joins us from London. Jonathan, the Hutton inquiry was a wide-ranging investigation. Tell us briefly about the questions it examined.
Its focus was, officially, its remit was to investigate the circumstances leading up to the death of Dr. David Kelly. In that sense, it was almost an inquest, just to get to the bottom of his apparent suicide. But that phrase, circumstances, widened the net to include the whole business of the BBC story for which he was exposed as the source, and the matter at the centre of that BBC story, namely the drafting of this dossier in September of 2002, which was in effect the government's case for war with Iraq. It was the claim, the BBC's claim, that David Kelly had been to some extent involved in that drafting, or at least privy to some of its details, and had told him he felt that the drafting was not altogether honest and that the document had been, in this memorable phrase, sexed up. So the judge investigated all these different elements and today gave his ruling.
It sounds like an enormous relief for Mr. Blair's government.
It's a phenomenal vindication, the kind that very rarely happens in politics. Lord Hutton, he has sided with the government on every point and given them the benefit of the doubt every time there's a possibility of dual interpretations.
Well, Prime Minister Blair certainly sounds very satisfied with the outcome. As you say, here he is speaking today.
The allegation that I or anyone else lied to this House or deliberately misled the country by falsifying intelligence on weapons of mass destruction is itself the real lie.
Prime Minister Tony Blair speaking today about the outcome of the Hutton inquiry. In the midst of all this, Jonathan Friedland, what about the BBC?
They have come in for a real kicking in Lord Hutton's report. This is about as bad as it could be. They've been criticised on every level. The original reporter who met David Kelly has been told that his by the judge that his story was unfounded, it was wrong, and that his reporting methods were unreliable. All the chain of command, all his editors come in for direct criticism from Lord Hutton, who says that the editorial mechanisms inside the BBC were defective. And then finally, the Board of Governors, the sort of supreme governing body of the BBC, comes in for criticism as well, saying that it was so keen to defend the BBC's independence that it did not remember its other duty and role, which is to act as a regulator, a kind of custodian of the BBC's own standards, and that it fell down on the job.
There is this really central figure in all this, Dr. David Kelly, the source of the BBC report and the man who apparently committed suicide after all this started to come out last year. How does Lord Hutton treat him?
Even here, there were some surprises. David Kelly became almost one of these figures that is untouchable or beyond criticism in British life, almost a sort of slightly sanctified figure. Lord Hutton's inquiry began with a minute's silence for him, etc. Now, in the actual document, he does come in for some criticism. It's very subtle. The sensitivities of the family are stressed, but he says that David Kelly was not an easy man to help or advise. The implication that he was a loner, introverted. There's no way that his bosses could have known what extreme action he would take, and therefore they are forgiven, they are let off the hook for his death. He says there is nobody else but himself, in effect, but David Kelly himself, who is to blame for what Lord Hutton calls this tragedy.
Jonathan Friedland writes for Britain's Guardian newspaper and joins us from London. Jonathan, thank you for being with us again on Day to Day.
Many thanks.
And we have this word now. The chairman of the BBC has resigned his position after the Hutton inquiry. This is Day to Day from NPR News.